Here's another statement from Devon. When asked by Balik, she believes she was spared after the male suspect saw her. She does not know why, and she does not believe anyone ever tried to open her door during the time he was in the house, and he could have easily done so, and why he would have passed by her room multiple times. She volunteered that to come through the sliding glass door, the person would have had to have scaled a tall wall. What tall wall? She advised the suspect would have known her room would have been occupied because he appeared to have known the layout of the house. Now, how would she have known that as well? I don't understand that. How could she only seen him leaving? She wouldn't have known where he was moving about. Anyway, she says she also said that it could have been someone who was in the house last year when the other girls were there, right? Right, so this one just coming out just now. She said Kaylee had a balcony and she remembered looking at the pictures in the news and Kaylee's curtains were all messed up. She thought the distance of the balcony to the ground may have been too much and brought too much attention, and that is how the suspect made entry into the house through Kaylee's bedroom. Right, so can we collectively agree then that that might have been the case? But then, guys, remember that Kaylee didn't always stay in that bedroom. Kaylee just moved to that bedroom from the bedroom that Zaina lived in. Now look at this. See if somebody had either known that she lived there and climbed up those stairs and entered that way, then you wouldn't even be able to tell, because that's obviously where the snow stops and the footprints start. But is that why there's a picture here and it shows you like the height? If somebody stood in a plant pot, could they get up there? But yeah, so yeah, I was saying that if somebody knew that Zaina, that Kaylee had moved into the upstairs bedroom, then they've come through this door, right? Which makes sense. But see if they didn't know that and they've come into the house through the kitchen door and went straight to Zaina and Ethan's room, they still haven't given an order of death. And let's be honest, nothing that they've said about what actually happened makes sense, because they've got a witness saying that it was Kaylee's voice running down the stairs. Yeah, this is Kaylee's sister saying that Kaylee's phone was also accessed on the accessed LinkedIn on the 13th of November at 11 p.m. And also, Olivia never ever mentioned that there was a 17-minute phone call with Jack D. So had somebody accessed Kaylee's records and removed them as well? I don't know, but anyway, I'll let you watch this video.
Kaylee Gonzalez's sister Olivia shares with me something she found disturbing on the day of the murders. Here's a screenshot of Kaylee's LinkedIn account. Notice how Kaylee's account was active at 11:33 p.m. on November 13th. This was 12 hours after the 911 call was made, and her account was deactivated.
The content is unwanted or harmful. But, I mean, obviously, I didn't report it.
Olivia also shows me an email where she messaged Moscow PD and asked them why they deleted Kaylee's LinkedIn. They replied and said it was illegal for them to do that, and it was not them. So the big question is, who was logged into Kaylee's LinkedIn, and why was it deleted? Kaylee had other social media accounts.